Though I spend most of my time collecting and admiring plants, I have a soft spot for some of our aquatic invertebrates. Water's a great place for soft-bodied invertebrates. The water supports them nicely without the need of a skeleton. One invertebrate found in some of our lakes really seems to get people's attention. People call on the phone, trying to sound brave, but they're clearly very freaked out. They say, "There's a blob in my lake and it looks like human brains." This is actually a pretty good description of the bryozoan or moss animal, Pectinatella magnifica, a magnificent name for a magnificent organism. This blob is actually a colony of tiny animals or zoids, all growing on the surface of a hard, clear, jelly-like core. The colony just lives on the surface, kind of like coral in the ocean. But whereas coral lays down limestone as it grows, Pectinatella creates the hard, clear jelly as it grows. This bryozoan starts out tiny in the spring, and the little microscopic zoids multiply and populate the surface of the growing jelly ball, kind of like living on the surface of a balloon as it is being blown up, but underwater. By the end of the summer, some of these blobs have become basketball sized, though most will be more like baseball sized. These blobs are filter feeders, meaning they suck in water and eat whatever comes their way, such as algae and bacteria. They're usually found in fertile lakes with good water quality. These moss animals commonly grow attached to the branch of a tree that has fallen in the water or the leg of a pier. So leave them alone and thank them for filtering your lake water and keeping it clean. Another cool invertebrate you can find in some of our Northwoods lakes is the freshwater jellyfish. People are often surprised that there even are freshwater jellyfish. They're small, about the size of a penny, and look very much like an air bubble coming up to the surface. Like their larger cousins found in salt water, freshwater jellyfish do have tentacles they use for swimming and paralyzing their prey. But our freshwater jellyfish are so small, their minuscule tentacles have no effect on humans. A friend just let me know he saw a smack. Yes, that's what it's called, a smack of jellyfish, in Long Lake up in the Phelps area. But these little guys are very spotty, here one year and gone for the next five, present in a few area lakes, but completely absent from most. They have a most bizarre and complicated life cycle for such a little critter, and the swimming, undulating, penny-sized form we usually see is just the most obvious of four separate life stages. Another weird thing about them is that a population of jellyfish is usually either all male or all female, so there isn't much jellyfish sex going on. Freshwater jellyfish are actually exotic and hail from the Yangtze River in China. They probably got here by hitching a ride with ornamental aquatic plants, such as water hyacinth. But they're still quite rare and don't seem to cause any trouble in our lakes. If you see them, consider yourself lucky. A third favorite underwater invertebrate is the freshwater sponge, another animal many people don't realize we have in freshwater. In fact, people often ask me if I'm sure they are animals. This skepticism is understandable because sponges are almost always green. Sponges are green because they have a very tight relationship with algae, which are making sugar through photosynthesis and living right inside the sponge. Like the bryozoan, sponges are filter feeders. But the sponge is also a landlord, with the photosynthesizing algae as tenants. The algae pay their rent with sugar, and the landlord sponge provides the algae with a nice, safe place to live. Freshwater sponges are common in our lakes and easily spotted if you know what to look for. Like bryozoans, sponges often grow attached to sticks, though some sponges grow on rocks. Some overlay the sticks or rocks like a green coat, but others grow into skinny fingers and look kind of like green pipe cleaners. They're delicate and will break easily if you pull them out of the water, so leave them be and admire them from above. These three animals, the bryozoan Pectinatella magnifica, the freshwater jellyfish, and the freshwater sponge, may lack the thrills of a feeding muskie or the charisma of a frolicking otter. And although they are seldom seen, these invertebrates add richness and diversity to our Northwoods lakes. So be on the lookout for these hidden treasures, and I hope you will be as thrilled to find them as I always am. For Field Notes, this is Susan Knight from UW Trout Lake Station.